This to me is one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. Thinking about the prophet Isaiah and how during his time that the people of Israel were going through such turmoil, such decay from the inside and from the outside, they were going to be overrun by the Babylonians. They were going to be overtaken and placed into captivity. Yet, from the word of God, this great man of God gave this promise, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I know you've heard this verse and you've heard that little chorus that we just sang. And I'm always amazed about how it talks about God will give you the great promise that you can fly. You can fly. It says you will mount up with wings as eagles. I think that's the first promise we find in this set of scripture. And it's amazing that an eagle, and I've done some reading on it, I think it's a fascinating subject when you start to read about eagles and how such a diverse, such a strong bird it is. And I'm so glad that we have an eagle representing this great country we live in, of America. It said that eagle, when the storms arise, that he has the ability to actually fly miles above the surface. And because of that, and you'll think about it, and how many of you have ever been in a plane? Yeah. What do? You hopefully get that little window seat, and when you take it off, you do what? You look out the window, right? Why? Those normal, usual church attenders look out the window. We can't speak for everyone. And you know, when it's time for that plane to land, what do? You look out the window again. And it's amazing when you look down how small everything seems. Amen? When you think about that eagle and he is flying, he is soaring, think about how God can make the problems that you're going to face seem so utterly small. Sometimes we have great challenges in our lives. We have emergencies and all like that. And it's amazing during a time of emergency. I love this morning the prayer request after prayer request about those that potentially are in a path of a storm and how people will just simply rally and will pray for you when you have a great time of need. And I thank God for his promise that he will allow you at certain times to place you above any challenge that you might face. Next in this verse, it talks about run. Trust me, I had a great illustration this morning of what it means to just simply run. We sang down to the campgrounds at 9:00 this morning. That's early for me. But thanks be unto God that I didn't have to drive down there. This morning, about 10 minutes after 7, here in front of the church, I was picked up by Hattie and Bob Hyam. Amen. Some of you deal with Hattie on Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. You wait till you get her about 7:10 in the morning. Okay? There's some people, they just have a wonderful energy level about them. Amen. They just run. I am not one of those folks, I will tell you right now. And the first thing in, she was in full Hattie mode. She was run. Pastor, we need to do this and we need to get that. Things need to be ready over here. Is everything ready for when you're going to serve communion? Is it run? I'm just silently praying for Bob. That's all I'm doing. I'm just silently praying for Bob. Then we get into the car, and Bob, all he has to do is drive because Bob doesn't even have to think for himself. Amen. He doesn't even have to think for himself. I'm sitting in the front seat, Bob's driving. I ask one of those normal men questions, you know. Well, Bob, have you heard the latest on the storm? He says, well, I watched the news this morning, and out of the back seat, you didn't watch the news this morning. Am I telling the truth, Sister Hattie? There were some qualifications. Bob was being instructed how to manually use the brake at certain times, and he couldn't think on it. There were all kind of things going on within that car. And I thank God for each and every one of them. Folks, sometimes you'll find yourself tired. But trust me, sometimes you just got to keep going. You got to keep running. Doesn't matter what you've been through. Doesn't matter what's been on your plate. Doesn't matter what you've got to do. But sometimes God will give you the strength to just run and run and run and not be weary. Then we have that third great promise. And to me, I believe, and I love it when things happen and something happens in my life, and I know that people are praying for me, and God just seems to come in and just lift you up over what challenge you face. I love it when the times that sometimes you feel you're like going, but God gives you that extra bit so you can just continue to run when the challenge comes. But most of all, I'm thankful for the promise that he has that you can walk. Now, I think sometimes walking is the most difficult thing of all. What happens in our lives is that so many times you are called upon doing the right thing day in and day out. This morning, Dee so warmly asked for prayer for Charles and Alice. And trust me, folks, Alice has the challenge of simply walking day after day. So many times when you go to work and you walk in there, how God places upon your heart to interact with those co-workers, you've got to be consistent day after day. They know. I believe that the challenges that we face, and it seems like in this church that God has given us so many wonderful caretakers. I know that on Wednesday night when we're here in choir practice, and Miss Eleanor was sitting here in the front row as we started to do, and I tell you, that is one sweet lady. You are just an angel. I say you are just an angel. And she and Dorothy on that front row, as long as they're sitting there, Vicki, I know everything is taken care of. Amen? Amen. I know that everything's taken care of. But I know that there are challenges in your life when you have to care for a loved one, because that's a 24-hour-a-day responsibility. And sometimes you have to just hold on to that promise that he will let you walk. How do we get there? How do we get to that point? It says, let me go back to the scripture. Those that simply wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You know what waiting on the Lord is. You know you got to have that time of prayer. You know you got to have that time with your Bible open. Whether you know how the book of Acts got his name or not, you got to get that Bible open. You got to get in his word. Amen? Amen, Miss Ruby? Amen. You have to have prayer time. You have to have time looking in his word. But I like it when it says, shall renew. Now, back the way this was originally written, the word renew means, in that context, to actually replace. Renew means replace. And the thing that I am so excited about is when my strength may be weak, When my strength may be coming to an end, when I think about quitting, when I think about going through challenges in my life, and that, trust me, folks, there are plenty of people around you that, believe it or not, they're actually thinking about quitting. They're thinking about things in their life, a situation, something's come up, and they just don't know how to handle it. They turn to different things and find out that those different things they turn to, they just don't work, they don't last. But it says here in God's Word that He will renew, or we can say replace His strength for your strength. So I don't have to go through this thing by myself. I can call upon a God that loves me so much that He would send His only begotten Son, what we are going to celebrate in just a moment when we serve communion. But by sending His Son, He will replace the strength that you don't have, because you can use God's strength. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, He increases strength. It's a simple message. It's one that touches me because I know so many times I've been guilty of trying to do it. I got to try to fit it all in. I got to try to get it. If I'll just be a little more disciplined, if I'll just be a little more this, when simply God wants you to wait upon Him and to take His strength as your own. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're gathered together in Your house, and God, we thank You for this beautiful day that You've given us. We thank You that on a holiday weekend, we have so many folks come out and just simple lift up Your name in praise. We thank You for each one of those prayer requests we heard earlier, God, and such a wonderful, wonderful spirit You've placed here within this house. Now, God, this is our time to say thank You to You for what You did. It states in the Scripture that the night before He's betrayed, He took bread and broke it. And they gave thanks. So God, as we serve communion, we ask that You bless this wafer representing the body was broken. We ask You represent this small cup of juice representing the blood was shed. And God, You'll just allow us to do this in remembrance of You and in our heart of hearts to simply say thanks. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said amen. I want to ask the